And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to take that which is least, why do take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If God then so clothed the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. This is Brother Nick stepping in for this evening. If you have your Bibles handy, we want to go ahead and turn to Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12. I'm curious, how many of you growing up ever heard that phrase, do you think before you speak? Are you thinking before you speak? I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to tell me quite often, Nick, do you ever think before you speak? And sometimes I'd say that word, we all say, no. But as we grow older, even in our society today, we truly must think before we speak. Sometimes, though, because we live in a country that is so abundantly blessed, we continue to think about so much because we have so much. When we think too much, what does this often lead to? It leads to stress. Stress indeed can lead to physical, mental, and emotional problems. But aren't you glad this evening that God has not left us to ourselves? He has given us exactly what we need, exactly when we need it. People nowadays, and I can tell you by experience, I myself am guilty of this. I have been caught overthinking situations, overthinking things. Why is that? Maybe perhaps we get so caught up in the day-to-day operations, we forget the goodness of God and we forget who we truly worship. My friends, if you're a Christian this evening, you know that heaven is your home. You have nothing to worry about. But we also try to put so much into what we think instead on how we should think. This is very important. In our text today, we're going to look at Luke chapter number 12. We're going to start there at verse number 1. It says this, In the meantime, when they were gathered together, an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, First of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. So in order for you and I to have the right mindset, the Lord wants us to think about this thing about hypocrisy. But what is hypocrisy? Can we put it into a better definition? Well, the word hypocrisy, according to the Noah Webster Dictionary, is just another word for actor. The great preacher of preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, he was a man who would preach on so many different topics at so many different seasons. One of the topics he would often preach about is the theater. You see, my friends, back in those days, this was the 1800s, they didn't have movie theaters. They didn't have entertainment facilities. They had the theater in the sense of people going to a play, people going to a show. We, of course, still have that nowadays, but the problem that Mr. Spurgeon was seeing with his people is that the audience would associate themselves as those people on stage being real, when essence, all they were doing was putting on an act. You see, our Savior here wants us to know that we should never put on an act. We should always live the Christian life exactly this. We shouldn't live like a charlatan. You see, this is why I believe that your average Christian, when they watch a TV evangelist, or even a non-Christian when they watch a TV evangelist, it gives them a bad name because all they see is a person behind a screen, and that person could be putting on an act. So let's not be a charlatan. Let's not just act like Christians. Let's actually be them. Why is the Lord Jesus so concerned about hypocrisy? Well, looking at verses 2-3 with me, it says this, The Lord Jesus says, For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. You see, my friends, one day everything we say, everything we've done, and everything we thought will one day be exposed. You see, your friend, your neighbor, your parent may not know it, but God Almighty in heaven, He knows exactly what you're doing. So we need to not be putting on an act. But the Lord Jesus transitions then from this thing about a warning not to be a cheat to now a wonderful concern, a wonderful concern. Look at verses number 5-7 with me. I'm sorry, verses 4-5. It says, Jesus says, I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you with whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And are not one of them is forgotten before God? You see, my friends, our God knows us. He knows every single hair on the top of your head. He knows every hair on the top of my head. What does this breed? This breeds in us the position that God cares about us. He has a concern for us. You see, the understanding we should all be living at when it comes to having the right mindset is to know that Jesus says, how is our relationship towards others? How he starts off this chapter is how we view other people. Our relationship towards others, it should never be to put on an act. It should be to be a real person. But then he transitions into how we should be towards God, because this is how God is being towards us. God cares about you and me so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for us. Why should we ever want to treat God like he's just somebody or just some kind of footnote? The Lord is concerned about us, and because he's concerned, that is wonderful. The Savior, he is concerned about us. Listen to this passage in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. It says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The only way a person can ever get to heaven is by truly putting their trust, putting their absolute faith in the resurrected King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you ever think about how much the Lord Jesus really cares for each and every one of us? You know, he cares about us so much that he cares about us even individually. He calls us the body of Christ. Each body member is very, very important to him. The Lord wants us to think of how much he cares for us. If God didn't care, he would have never sent his only son. As it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. You see, folks, that's the difference between everything else in this world. God gave to us. He gave to us the way that we can have a glorious life, and that's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So first, Jesus gives us a warning not to be a charlatan. Then he gives us a wonderful reminder. He cares. But then he goes a little step further. Look in verses number 13-15 with me. It says, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. You see, so our Savior now transitions to this thing we should withstand, and what we should withstand is covetousness. My friends, it is so easy today to get covetous, to want to desire what other people have just because they have it. But we shouldn't be like that. Why? As a Christian, we ought to know that because we're just a pilgrim passing through, our treasures are in heaven somewhere beyond the blue. We don't need to be concerning ourselves what other people have. We don't need to be thinking about what they want or what we want from them. People who think within themselves, thank themselves, think about themselves, that's pride. When God blesses you, don't become more selfish, become more selfless. And Jesus gives us a great example of this in verses number 16-19. You know, just because of this one occasion, the Lord Jesus actually came up with this parable in verse number 16. Listen to this. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and will build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. There's an interesting pattern we see, folks, in this parable, and that's this thing of, I will. You know, there was another individual in the Bible who also said, I will, over and over again. That was Lucifer in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. He said, I will ascend above the heavens. I will be like the Most High. I will. Every time a Christian starts thinking within themselves, it's all because of me, I will, that is a sign of the devil. That's why we need to be careful of this thing about covetousness. Our Savior forewarns us. He gives us the understanding what to withstand, and that is covetousness. Thinking within yourself, it's not all about you. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. When we stop taking heed, we stop being aware of what's really going on before us. Thinking about the grace of God, when he looked at you, even me, and he saw how sinful we were, and he shed his supreme, absolute mercy and grace on us, how he had saved us through the Lord Jesus Christ. My folks, we need to be constantly reminded of this every day. We too need to not put on an act before the world, before our pastor, before our family. We too need to be in a way that we're honestly being reminded of that the Lord God, he cares for us. Look at what he went through just to save us. But also on top of that, we need to understand that because we're in a real battle, we need to withstand this thing of covetousness. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 1 says, Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. My friend, is that you this evening? Are you someone who's struggling with covetousness? If you are, cry out to the Lord and he will give you rest. Would you be willing to understand that God cares for you? Would you be willing to know the warning he gives us? Would you be willing to answer the call?